The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
We are live here at Leola. It's a beautiful night for some basketball. The crowd is full here, and it's Harriet Selby Area 8-9 on the season. They are taking on Leola Frederick, the Titans, who are 6-12 on the year. I'm kind of getting some flashbacks to high school because Leola Frederick, the Titans, they actually use the same exact logo, and they have the same exact colors as my high school back home. So, it's kind of a warm welcome here for me this evening as we have boys basketball. Just one game this evening, used to the doubleheaders, but just one game this evening between these two squads. The JV game just got over with, and it was a back-and-forth battle, 28-25. Leola Frederick was able to come out on top over the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. And we want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsors before we start tonight's pregame coverage and get into the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show. Again, Dustin Stortzum in the booth with you this evening. Daniel Peterson back in the studio, as always, doing a fantastic job. I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Bank West, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Harriet Concrete, Uptown Market of Selby, Shorty's One Stop in Selby, Montana Dakota Utilities, and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. We will go to a quick three-minute break. When we come back, we will have your Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The team at Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand and Mowbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mowbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby. The people to know when there's something to go.
Welcome back here to Leola. Dustin Stortsom with you this evening. Daniel Peterson back in the studio on the DRG Media Sports Network. It's time for your Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show. And we've got 8-9 Harriet Selby taking on 6-12 Leola Frederick this evening. Well, for Harriet Selby, they're playing good basketball right now. This team 8-9 with an opportunity to get to 500. And, you know, I've got to announce this team multiple times and maybe not, you know, that deep of a roster. Obviously, there's not a whole lot of depth in Class B. You know, you have a Potter County team who's got a lot of depth, but these guys maybe not as deep as them, but they've got a couple scores on their team that is going to do some damage. And one of those guys, one of the main guys, Trey Hedick, on the season. Trey Hedick and Brendan Begman, those two are going to be your two leading guys tonight for Harriet Selby. I think if they want a chance to win this game, as we get into your CHS River Plains keys to success, if Harriet Selby wants to improve to 500 on the year, and they actually have an opportunity to finish out the year at 10-9 with another game toward the end of the season. But and this team tonight, they got to go to those two. They are going to be your contributing factors. They're going to score the basketball. Hedick can shoot the ball from anywhere. I mean, you get past the half-court line, and Hedick, if he's open, he's going to take the shot if he has it. Brendan Begman, he's going to work you down low. He's going to drive to the post. He's going to see who's the bigger man down low, and a lot of the time it's Brendan Begman who gets the best of you. So those two are going to be your main guys and your keys to success if you're Harriet Selby this evening. If you look at the other side for Leola Frederick, this squad, I think tonight, you know, I got to see them one time in the Highmore Classic, was not able to announce them, but got to kind of take a look at this squad. And, you know, for them, I think the big thing is they just need to take control of the basketball. And, you know, another thing is keep control of the basketball. Keep control of the basketball. Make sure you take advantage of those mistakes that Harriet Selby is going to make, because Harriet Selby, they do turn the ball over quite a bit. So if you can capitalize on those turnovers, get the transition buckets, create space in the open floor, I think you have opportunities to win this game. And, you know, a team that is looking for a couple more wins before we start postseason play. Again, Harriet Selby coming into this game at 8-9, Leola Frederick at 6-12, as we go a little more in depth here with this squad. Trey Hedick shooting 47.6% from the field on the year. Again, he can pull up from anywhere for Harriet Selby. This guy shooting 47% from the field. Chance Gregg down low, another player that has quiet games, but he's a huge contributing factor for Harriet Selby. The big man, the center down low, Chance Gregg shooting 49% from the low block. I mean, he's shooting at a fantastic rate. Gavin Hannon shooting at 61%. And then you take a look, you know, the guys like Trey Saylor, they're going to be more of your role guys who are going to dish the ball around, find wide open guys. And a lot of the time, they'll be able to find that Brendan Begman down low or Trey Hedick out in the corner for three. And, you know, that's where a lot of the points come from for this Harriet Selby area team. We've got a few minutes to go. We'll go through the national anthem. Then when we come back, we will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineup right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
We are back here at Loyola Frederick High School, and it's Harriet Selby area who's winning the tip as they have possession to begin the game. A quick turnover, though, on the other end. Petridge to the rim, and his layup will not fall with the left hand. Offensive rebound going to the Titans. Their second effort is up no good as the ball goes out of bounds, and it will stay with the Titans. Your Campbell County Collision starting lineup for Harriet Selby. It's Trey Hennick, Brendan Begman, Trevor Saylor, Trey Saylor, and Chance Gregg. For the Titans, Mason Hines, Vincent Petridge, Ethan Morlock, Lapka, and Spitzer. Titans with control of the basketball right now, and an easy look down low for Spitzer as he gets it to fall for two. Quick 2-0 lead here for Loyola Frederick. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Harriet Selby area trying to improve to 500 on the season before postseason play. Gregg to the left side, now to the corner. With the basketball right now, Trevor Saylor feeding Begman down low. He missed all of it, but Chance Gregg down low puts it in for two. Game tied up at two apiece. Harriet Selby area going with a 3/4 court pressure there, and here's a quick turnover for the Titans on the other end. Harriet Selby area coming in with a record of 8-9. Loyola Frederick at 6-12. Trey Hedick will walk this one across the timeline. Top of the key, Gregg has it. Ball tipped out of bounds here, and it looks like it's going to stay with the Wolverines. This game's also live streamed on the DRG News app and on drgnews.com. Brendan Begman with the basketball right now, hands it off to Hedick. Hedick dribbling with the right hand, gets a screen on top of the key from Trevor Saylor. Now to the left side, Begman has it. To Saylor again on the baseline. Saylor back outside to Begman, goes between his legs. Last touched by the Wolverines in a turnover. Both teams struggling to keep control of the basketball here early on. Titans trapped in the corner right now. Petridge with it, getting it to the right side. Lapka back up top of the key. Here's a three-pointer on the way. That's up no good. And the rebound going into the hands of Trey Saylor. Hedick getting this one across the timeline for the Wolverines. He pulls up from deep. That's up no good. And the rebound going to Mason Hines. Here's the Titans again the other direction. Lapke beating it down low. Spitzer has it. Being triple teamed, almost quadruple teamed down low, and coming up with a basketball for the Wolverines is Trevor Saylor. Here's Saylor working down the middle of the lane. He gets it stripped. Lapke the other way, loses control of the basketball, but he was fouled on the other end. Trey Hedick picking up the foul. That's his first personal foul, first team foul. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Inbounds pass going into the Titans. They have control of things. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's just 2-2. Here's a corner three-pointer. That's up and no good for Morlock. So Morlock's shot doesn't fall. Here's Trey Saylor with the basketball, top of the key, swinging it to the right wing. Begman now has it. Begman on the drive, working on Spitzer, throws up a shot, it's no good, left short, and the rebound going into the hands of Noah Kipley. Kipley freshly checking in, and on the other end, the Titans going coast to coast. 4-2 lead here for Loyola Frederick over Harriet Selby area. something with the shot as he was able to get it to fall for the Titans. Jump ball called on the floor. Possession arrow pointing toward the Titans. So good defense early on here. Petridge will check back in for Loyola Frederick. Assumption getting it across the timeline. Swing it to the right side now. Kipley has it. Kipley trying to feed the high post, but the ball gets deflected away. The Titans still in control of it. Here's Spitzer down low, trolling a body, and he'll go to the line for two free throws. Two free throws coming up for the big man, number 33, Colton Spitzer. As his first free throw will rattle in and out. Second free throw coming up here. And his shot is no good. Rattles in and out again. So 0 for 2 on the free throws. The score remains 4-2 with 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. So low scoring game so far. Good defense from both squads. Saylor with it right now. Trey Saylor swinging it over to Trevor Saylor. He's got a 3-point opportunity. That's up no good. And the ball on the ground. It'll roll out of bounds and last touched by the Wolverines. Substitution coming into the game here. Mason Hines checking back in, this time for Colton Spitzer. Braden Sumption has it right now. Swinging it to the right side. Kipley. Freshly into the game here for the Titans. He dribbles with the right hand. Now to the right wing. Morlock has it, and they get stripped away. Brennan Begman coming up with a steal. He'll go one-on-one to the rim, but misses a shot off the side of the backboard. I'm not sure if that just fell out of his hands or what, but did not get a good look there. Thought he had an opportunity for 2 points. Still 3:30 to go in the opening quarter, though. 4-2, Loyola Frederick over Harriet Selby area. Here's Kipley for three. That's no good. Left it well long. Offensive rebound by the Titans, but it's stripped away by Trey Saylor. He wants to go coast-to-coast. The layup's no good, but a foul called and a body on the Titans. So Trey Saylor, the big man, will go to the line for two free throws. First free throw is up, and it is no good. Foul will go on number two, Braden Sumption. That's his first personal foul, first team. Samuel Vetter checking into the ball game for Loyola Frederick. Sumption will go to the locker room here momentarily. Offensive rebound after the missed free throw. And Trevor Saylor helping out Trey Saylor for two. This game tied up four apiece. 2:55 to go in the opening quarter. Lapke to the left side. Vetter has it. Vetter looking top of the key, guarded closely. Getting it to the high post. Hines has it. Back outside to the left wing. And it's Lapke. Now to the high post again. Hines for two. That shot's up no good. And the rebound going into the hands of Chance Gregg. Hedick will jog this one across the timeline. Now gets a screen from Gregg. He'll dribble with the right hand to the right elbow. Trey Saylor now with the left hand. And yeah, that's going to be an offensive foul. Push off there on Trey Saylor, and he will check out of the game. Trevor Gill replacing him on the floor for Harriet Selby area. Knotted up at four apiece, 2:25 to go in the opening quarter. Not a lot of scoring here so far. Kipley pointing his spot, guarded by Hedick. Now a bounce pass to the baseline. Lapke now back to Kipley on top of the key. Kipley to the left side. Lapke now getting it to the right side. Vetter has it. Nice feed down low to Mason Hines, who puts it in for two. Loyola Frederick back out to a 2-point lead. 6-4, 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. Trevor Saylor trying to get a bounce pass down low to Chance Gregg. Nearly stripped away by Kipley. Trevor Saylor's able to get it back. He gets a down low to Brendan Begman, who draws a body. No foul called, but he puts it in for two, and we're knotted up at six. So both teams are answering each other when they score, but there's just not a lot of scoring going on. Here's a drive down the baseline by Vetter. He'll swing it back out to the high post on the charity stripe as Hines. Backing in on Chance Gregg. He'll swing it to the top of the key now. Lapke to the corner. Kipley, a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Noah Kipley gets the shot to fall, and it's now a 9-6 lead for Loyola Frederick. Trevor Saylor, he'll bring this one up across the timeline. Getting it to the left elbow. Now a bounce pass to the top of the key. Brendan Begman will drive down the middle of the lane. His shot is up and good. Under a minute to play in the opening quarter. Loyola Frederick 9, Harriet Selby area 8. Lapke, top of the key. Dribbles with the right hand down to the right wing. Kipley has it, working on Trey Hedick. Nice defense there by Hedick as Kipley went baseline. Kipley, back outside. Lapke has it. Titans using a lot of the shot clock here with 30 seconds to play. Lapke with the drive. He loses control of the basketball. Mason Hines coming down with it. He'll swing it back out to the corner. Lapke down to the top of the key. Kipley, a three-pointer. That's up no good off the back of the rim. It looked good off of his hands. But the shot does not fall, and now Harriet Selby area will have the opportunity for one shot. Begman to the left side. Trevor Saylor with a jab step. Throws a bounce pass to the top of the key. Chance Gregg has it, and a foul called. It's going to be an off-ball foul. We'll see who it's on. Foul's going to go on number 21, Samuel Vetter. That's his first personal. Looks like second team foul as well. Spitzer checking back in. Trey Hedick throws it in to Saylor. Here's Chance Gregg's shot. That's up and good. Chance Gregg hits for two. With the right hook, 1 second to go in the quarter, and that will end things here in quarter number one. The fans were chanting 3-2-1 when there was really like 7 seconds on the clock. Chance Gregg throws up a right hook, and it falls for two. And so after one quarter of play, it's Harriet Selby area 10, Loyola Frederick 9. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout break when we come back. The start of the second quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Loyola Frederick, where it's the Harriet Selby area boys leading the Titans 10-9 after one quarter of play. Low scoring first quarter. You can watch the live stream of this game on the DRG News app. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson back in the DRG Media Sports Network studios. Hannon checking into the game for the first time for Harriet Selby. He'll take control of the basketball as he throws it to the left wing and a turnover. Trevor Saylor slipped right out of his hand. Some butterfingers there for the Wolverines to begin the second quarter. Lapke, top of the key, dribbling with the left hand. Hannon guarding closely. He'll throw it down to the right wing. With the basketball's Petrich. Petrich back to Lapke. Guarded by Hannon. Closely. Bounce pass down low to Spitzer, working on Chance Gregg. Two big guys working against each other. The shot's no good. Mason Hines coming down with the offensive rebound. He puts up a shot that's no good, but a foul is called. Let's see who it's on here. I believe it'll be on number 31, Chance Gregg. That's his first personal foul. Lapke to inbound. Gets it into Morlock. Morlock now to the corner. Here's Lapke. Shot up. Good. Drew the contact. Was able to get the shot to fall. And it's now a one-point lead here for the Titans. Hannon to Saylor. Bounce pass to Gregg. Now to the right side. Hannon has it. Hannon, nice feed down low. Trevor Gill's shot is up. No good. Chance Gregg trying to come in for an offensive rebound. But Hines able to grab the board. Lapke will bring it across the timeline, handing it off. Hines back to Lapke, driving down the middle of the lane, and he loses control of the basketball, but it was last touched by the Wolverines. Shot off the inbounds is up no good. Coming down with it is Brendan Begman. Begman to the corner. Nice feed. Hand in a wide open three. That's no good. Trevor Gill coming down with the offensive rebound. And trying to feed it to Chance Bragg. It is stripped away and a timeout called on the floor by the Titans. 11-10, Leola Frederick leading Harriet Selby area with 6:29 to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout when we come back the rest of the second quarter on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back here to Leola. It is the Titans leading the Wolverines 11-10 with 6:29 to go in the first half. Make sure you guys stay tuned. After this half is over, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show. We'll get in to our second half, and afterwards we'll name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. Right now, it's Leola Frederick with the basketball. Morlock has it. Jump stops at the charity stripe. Lapke, now to the right side. Three-pointer is up and good. Petrich right between the eyes from downtown gets the three to fall. And now a 14-10 lead here for Leola Frederick. Harriet Selby area struggling to score the basketball right now. Here's Hannon to Trey Saylor. Saylor had Brennan Begman on the baseline for a second. There's a turnover. Lapke coming up with it. Trey Saylor with a foul. Substitution coming into the game. Braden Sumption will check in, and the Titans will have control of the basketball here. Sumption gives it in to Morlock. Morlock walking it across to the half-court line. Now dribbling to the left side, back to the right. Sumption has it with the left hand, back to the right wing. Morlock thought about a three as he hands it off to Kipley, throwing up a three-pointer. It's up no good, but tipped back out to the half-court line, and coming up with it is Morlock. Morlock back to Kipley. Kipley likes taking the three-point shot as he hands it off to the high post. Hines has it back outside. Kipley dribbling to the free throw line. His shot is up and good. Noah Kipley for two. Leola Frederick on a run here. It's a 7-0 run. Harriet Selby area yet to score in quarter number two. 5 minutes to go. Here's Hannon, a three-pointer. That's up and good. Just as I say, they're on a scoring drought. Hannon hits from downtown, and a timeout called on the floor. Timeout for Harriet Selby area. They trail Leola Frederick 16-13. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. When we come back, the play resumes right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here to Leola, where it's the Titans leading Harriet Selby area 16-13. Great start for Leola Frederick. Here's Hines, a wide open look inside the paint, and he gets it to fall for two. They are making all the wide open looks here in quarter number two after a rough start in quarter number one. Here's Brennan Begman, the Wolverines. Brennan Begman's shot is up. That's no good. Tipped around and last touched by the Titans. Connor Spitzer is the last one to touch it. Trey Hennick will inbound. 4:23 to go in the opening half. 18-13, Leola Frederick over Harriet Selby area. Referees talking things over momentarily. And now the inbounds pass the corner. Greg has it. Now back out to the top of the key. Trevor Saylor pinpointing where he wants his teammates to go. He'll throw a bounce pass down low. Chance Greg with a floater. That's up no good, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by the Titans again. It looked like Ethan Morlock tried to go in to save that ball from going out of bounds, but was not able to do so. Hedick down low. Beckman's shot is up and good. Brendan Beckman, so athletic down low. He gets another one to fall. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Loyola Frederick 18. Harriet Selby area 15, as we have a turnover here, it looks like, as a new group coming into the game for the Titans. Trevor Saylor for the Wolverines, top of the key, handing it off to Hedick, and Hedick's going to get called for the travel. So just as the Titans give the basketball up, now Harriet Selby giving it up. Harriet Selby coming with some pressure, and there's a foul. Yep. Foul on Brendan Beckman. Got into the body of Lampke. That will be his first personal foul, 16. Assumption with it, and it looks like we are going to reset the shot clock here. So the Titans will have to inbound again. Get into the backcourt. Lampke has it. Dribbling across the logo. Now handing it off. Assumption. Dribbling with the left hand to the left wing. Out of the corner. Kipley has it. Kipley with a bounce pass to the right side. Lampke now with it. Back to the top of the key. Now to Lampke. Lapke dribbling with the right hand, gets to the corner, looking around the top of the key for a three-point shot, but nothing open right now for the Titans. Here's Sumption. Now he finds a three-pointer. That's up and no good. Coming down with it is Trevor Saylor of the Wolverines. Here's the Wolverines in transition. Brendan Beckman to the baseline. Chance Greg shot is up no good. And it is going to be saved by Trevor Saylor, but out of bounds. Last touch by Brendan Beckman. It was a beautiful save by Trevor Saylor, but unfortunately off the foot of Brendan Beckman and out of bounds. So Loyola Frederick will take over. 2:59 to go in the opening half. 18-15, a low-scoring game we have here in Loyola. Lapke will cross the timeline, swinging it to the left side. Now a cross-court pass to Kipley. Kipley thought about a three on Hedick. And a travel call. Yep, Lapke knew it right away. Could not keep that planted foot on the ground. And so it'll be a turnover for Loyola Frederick. And the Wolverines will take over. Inbounds pass from Hannon to Hedick. And Hedick will dribble this one across the half-court line. 2:39 to play in the opening half. Here's Hedick to the corner. Hannon with a jab step working on Mason Hines. Maybe a mismatch opportunity as he swings it to the volleyball line. Trevor Saylor jump stops on the low block. Trevor Saylor's shot is up no good. Left it short. He gets his own offensive rebound, but a foul called. And I believe that will go on Noah Kipley. Kipley's first personal foul, third team. So pretty clean basketball for Loyola Frederick in this first half. Here's Chance Greg off the inbounds pass. Getting into the top of the key. Hannon driving to the right elbow. He'll swing to the corner. Trevor Saylor shot left well long off the backboard. Here's Loyola Frederick now the other way. Lapke with it to the corner. Kipley, a wide open three-pointer. That's off the right side of the rim. It's no good. An offensive rebound by Mason Hines. And a foul called, so Hines will go to the free throw line for two shots here. Or at least a one and one. I'm not sure if they called that a shooting foul or not. And it looks like it was a foul on the floor. So a one and one free throw opportunity here for Mason Hines as the free throw's no good. And the rebound goes to Trey Hedick. Hedick. Being double-teamed, gets it to the corner. Trevor Saylor, nice bounce pass to Trevor Gill down low. Gill tried getting it back to Hannon, and Hannon could not keep a hold of the basketball. A turnover, and going the other way with it is the Titans, who score for two. 20-15, Loyola Frederick over Harriet Selby area. Wolverines coming out flat in this opening half, and a foul off ball. Let's see who that one's on. Looks like number 31, Chance Gregg. And that is Chance Gregg's third personal foul, so he's going to have to come out of the game here. Harriet Selby area forced to go with a smaller lineup. Turnover down low. Coming up with the basketball for the Wolverines is Cole Zabel, who checked in for the first time, and quickly down the other end is a score for the Wolverines. Trevor Saylor puts it in for two. It's now 20-17 with a minute and 10 to go in the first half. Lapke to the corner. Hines has it. Looking around, he'll swing it to the top of the key now. Petridge has it. Petridge to Kipley in the far corner. Back outside. Lapke with it. He'll drive to the charity stripe and swings it to the corner. Morlock now driving, and his shot falls for two. 22-17. Loyola Frederick. Here's Zabel, a three-pointer. That's no good. Missed all of it. And Trevor Gill not able to save the basketball as it goes out of bounds. Apke with it. Guarded by Zabel. He'll dribble down the middle of the lane. The shot is up with the left hand. It's no good. An offensive rebound. Hines again. Hines has been dominating the boards, especially offensively so far for Loyola Frederick as they get the second chance effort to fall, and we have a foul. Let's see who it's on here. Foul will go against number 22, Vincent Petridge. Zabel with the inbound to Hedick. Hedick off the screen from Gill. Looking to the right side. Trevor Saylor thought about a three, now gets to the corner. Zabel back out to Saylor. Saylor jumps down to the low block, and he gets the shot to fall. Off the right of the rim. 1 second to go in the half. Shot is up, no good, and then we'll do it. Here in the first half, it's been a good game so far. 24-19. Loyola Frederick with the lead over Harriet Selby area. We will go to a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more.
They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Dustin Stortzum live inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. Daniel Peterson is back in the DRG Media Sports Network studios, and we are at halftime here in Leola. We've got ourselves a game 24-19. How about that? The Titans, who are 6-12 on the season, are leading Harriet Selby area 8-9 on the year, 24-19. We have about 6 minutes to go before the start of our third quarter, and just kind of a rocky first half offensively for both of these squads. Leola Frederick really turned things on in quarter number two, but they had just 9 points at the end of the first quarter. It was 10-9 Harriet Selby area, and then a great second quarter here by the Titans. They lead things 24-19. At the break. So only 9 points scored for Harriet Selby area in that quarter number two, and 15 points scored for Leola Frederick. Again, we've got a good game here at the break, and I think, you know, some of those problems for Harriet Selby area was they just weren't able to control the basketball very well. A lot of turnovers in that first half, a few travel calls, and I mean, you could say the same for the Titans as well, but Harriet Selby area really struggling to control that basketball in the first half. And another big thing is Trey Hedick has been quiet. He has been very quiet so far for this Wolverine squad, their leading scorer on the season. And when one of your main scorers is having a quiet night, it's tough, especially when you don't have as much depth as Harriet Selby area would like to have in the scoring department. When Trey Hedick's cold, this team is going to struggle. And that's what has been going on in this opening half. Still plenty of time to go, though, in this ball game. Just a 5-point lead for Leola Frederick at 24-19. Brennan Beckman has been good in the first half for Harriet Selby area on the few opportunities that he's had. He's got 8 points, 8 of the 24 points for the Wolverines in this opening half. On the other side of things for Leola Frederick, they're grabbing the boards really well. Mason Hines had a few offensive rebounds that have turned into points tonight for the Titans. And I think one of the main things they need to do as we get into your CHS River Plains keys to success for the second half is keep grabbing the boards. This team is doing really well down low on boxing out, getting the second opportunities, and taking advantage of the second opportunities when they're getting them. And I think for them in the second half, continue to crash the boards. It's going to be a big thing for Leola Frederick in this second half. And also, I mean, the three-point game starting to work in that quarter number two. Kipley, when he has the wide-open look in the corner, he can be a sharpshooter from there. And he's found success beyond the three-point line a couple times in this first half as well for the Titans. On the other side of things, for Harriet Selby, you've got to get Trey Hedick going, maybe create some pick-and-roll opportunities on top of the key. I know Chance Gregg, he's already got 3 fouls to his name. So we'll see how much limited action he gets in this quarter number three and how things work out the rest of the way for the big man Chance Gregg. We will go to a 3-minute break when we come back. The start of your second half right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back here to the DRG Media Sports Network. We are in for quite a second half here, if the first half meant anything. 24-19, Loyola Frederick over Harriet Selby Area. Loyola Frederick, the Titans, they're coming into this game at 6-12, and Harriet Selby Area coming in at 8-9, so quite possibly a mini upset here. Trevor Saylor on the baseline. His shot is up no good. Brennan Begman with the offensive rebound. He'll go to the hole and puts it in for two. Count the basket, and Brennan Begman will have one more shot. See who that foul is on here. That's going to go on number 33, Colton Spitzer. That is his first personal. First team of the second half, and the free throw's good by Begman. You can catch the live stream of this game on the DRG Media, on the DRG News, excuse me, the DRG News app and drgnews.com. Lapke with it, top of the key, swing it to the left side. Petrich has it. Now over to Morlock. Morlock back to Petrich. Petrich driving to the charity stripe. Now gets to the right wing. Hines has it. Hines to Lapke. Lapke on the drive on the baseline, looking for Spitzer back outside. Spitzer will swing it around. Morlock has it on the left side. He'll pull up for three. That's up no good. And Trey Hedick coming down with the rebound. Hedick, a pull-up three-pointer. That's up no good. It just died on the back of the rim. Chance Gregg fell hard to the floor trying to get that rebound. He appears to be all right as he jogs back down on the other end. But took a nasty spill there. 24-22, 6:30 to go in this third quarter. Hilla Frederick leading Harriet Selby area. Morlock to Hines. Back to Morlock, who will drive on Hedick. Shot is up. No good. A late foul called. That one will go against Trey Hedick. I believe that's his second personal foul, first team. As the first free throw is good. 25-22, Loyola Frederick. Lapke will force Hines to go to the three-point line. Hines is the bigger guy, but Lapke wants in there to try to get this offensive rebound as the shot is no good, and Lapke comes down with it, tries to hand it off to Morlock. Morlock looking to save it from going out of bounds, but it goes right into the hands of Trey Saylor. And here's Hedick to Begman. Begman outside. Trevor Saylor, a wide open three right between the eyes from downtown. Trevor Saylor tying things up at 25. Here's Spitzer down low. He gets stripped away. Hedick in a three-on-three. Hedick looking to go coast-to-coast. Count the basket in the foul. Trey Hedick drawing the body, and he'll go to the charity stripe for one more. Beautiful start to the third quarter for Harriet Selby area. They now lead for the first time since the end of the first quarter. A timeout on the floor. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout as well. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Loyola. The and one free throw for Trey Hedick is good. So now it's out to a three-point lead for Harriet Selby area. They trailed by five at the half. 5:50 to go in quarter number three. All of a sudden, the offense has come to life for the Wolverines. Here's Lapke getting it to the left side. Morlock has it. Morlock over to Petridge. Petridge to the elbow, hands it off to Hines, and the big man hits from the charity stripe. 28-27, Harriet Selby area with the lead. Begman dribbling with the left hand, now to the right, gets a screen and loses control of the basketball. Spitzer comes up with it, a turnover, a rare one for Brendan Begman. And the Titans going the other direction. Here's Hines. Hines back outside, Lapke to the corner. Petridge dribbling with the left hand. Gets to the top of the key now. Three-pointer for Morlocks on the way. Left it short. Offensive rebound going to the Titans. And Petridge, Vincent Petridge, puts it in for two. And the lead switches hands again. Here's Trevor Saylor to Begman on the baseline, being double-teamed. He loses control of the basketball. It's out of bounds, and Brendan Begman turns it over again. Back-to-back turnovers for Brendan Begman. .444 to go in quarter number three. Here's Morlock getting it across the timeline, handing it off to Lapke. Lapke getting a screen from Spitzer. He'll drive to the baseline, guarded by Chance Gregg. That's a mismatch, and Chance Gregg picks up foul number four. Chris Hedick not happy over there on the Wolverine sideline as Trevor Gill will now come in. Much smaller lineup here for the Wolverines. Trevor Gill's going to see a lot of playing time here as the referee is going to have the shot clock reset after the foul. Kipley with the inbounds pass. He'll receive it in the far corner. Handing it off. Morlock on the drive and beats Gill to the rim, but cannot get the shot to fall. The offensive rebound, though, and that goes in for two. Trevor Saylor got tripped up. The ball landed on the floor, and Morlock was able to pick it up and finish the second chance opportunity. 31-28, Loyola Frederick with the lead as a foul is called. I believe that's going to go against Noah Kipley. Kipley's second personal foul, second team foul, or third team foul, excuse me. Take a look at that real tough livestock scoreboard. Here's Begman on the drive. Begman puts it in for two. Begman has been working hard down low, and it has not come easy for him tonight, but he makes it a one-point game. 3:53 to play in the third quarter. Here's Morlock on the right wing. Back to the top of the key. Lapke getting a screen from Hines. Lapke now to the right side. Morlock dribbling with the right hand. Now swing it across to Kipley. Kipley, a bounce pass to Hines. Hines looking to finish at the rim. No shot, a trouble call.
Hey, keep working. Keep working down there.
Trey Saylor inbounding it to Begman, who hands it off to Trey Hedick. Trey Hedick has it. They're going top of the key. Lapke guarding him. He'll get the screen from Gill. Down low. Begman's shot is no good. And coming down with it is Morlock. 3:15 to go in quarter number three. 31-30. Kipley down low. Kipley's shot won't go. He gets his own offensive rebound. Hands it off to Spencer. Spencer throws up a shot. That won't go either. And Trevor Gill coming down with the board. 31-30. Loyola Frederick over Harriet Selby area. Hedick to Begman. Begman jump stops, kicks to the baseline. Trevor Saylor has it, guarding closely, and a foul called on Colton Spitzer. Hedick to inbound. Gets it in. Begman, shot, good. Brendan Begman giving the Wolverines the lead again. 32-31, Harriet Selby now back on top. Loyola Frederick the other way. Kipley dribbling with the left hand. Gets it to the charity stripe and a travel call. You can also watch the live stream of tonight's game on the DRG News app or drgnews.com. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. 2:30 to play in quarter number three. Here's Hedick. Hedick has just not had a lot of opportunities tonight. Trevor Gill losing control of the basketball and a turnover. Gill was not ready for the pass from Saylor. Kipley in the corner for the lead. That's no good. Offensive rebound. Hines, a big man, putting it in for two. Loyola Frederick back on top, 33-32. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Begman. Begman working on the screen from Saylor, going baseline. Begman shot, no good, left it short. Hines with a rebound. Morlock to the corner. Kipley has it, dribbling with the left hand, guarded closely by Begman. Tries to get it down low to Hines. It's stripped away. The Titans able to get it back, though. Here's Morlock, a three-pointer. That's up and no good. Off the back of the rim, Trey Saylor coming down with a board for the Wolverines. Harriet Selby the other way now. Trey Hedick with a basketball. It's a screen, but he goes opposite of it. Now to the left elbow, swinging it to the right corner. Trevor Saylor jump stops. In the paint, his shot is up no good. It just seems like he's been leaving shots short this evening. And now the Titans in transition with Kipley. Kipley to Hines. Hines working on Trevor Gill. He's got the mismatch opportunity as he draws the foul. Mason Hines in the line for two free throws. 1:10 to play in quarter number three. And the first free throw is good. Lead is out to two, and Hines is just, he's been that guy tonight for Loyola Frederick. Hyping his team up. You can hear him yelling down there after he draws the foul. He's loving every minute of it tonight. Here's the second free throw. That's good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. The lead back out to 3 for Loyola Frederick with a minute to go in quarter number 3. Begman going down the middle of the lane outside. Hannon, a three-pointer. That's up and no good. Rattles in and out. Trey Saylor coming down with the offensive rebound. His shot won't fall either. And Spencer coming down with it. A foul called. Trevor Saylor not happy after that foul call as he walks down the other end, has a few words to say to the referee. 54 seconds to play in quarter number three. Lapke handing it off. Morlock has it. Now to Hines. Hines off the screen. The pick and roll back outside. Lapke a three-pointer. This would be huge. That's no good. Brendan Begman coming down with the board. Here's Trey Hedick. Hedick in the corner right now. 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Trevor Saylor to Begman. A wide-open jumper. That's up no good. And Lapke coming down with the board. 24 seconds to go in quarter number three. They had him trapped in the corner momentarily. And Morlock putting it in for two. Hedick with seven. Gives it to Begman. Begman to the corner. Hand in a wide open three-point look. That's no good. Off the left rim. 1 second to go in the third quarter. A half-court heave. It's good! Oh, my goodness! Ethan Morlock hits from half-court at the buzzer. 40-32 after three quarters of play. What a shot. Ethan Morlock hits from half court. And we will head to quarter number four. Leola Frederick 40, Harriet Selby 32. Take a 30-second Integra timeout. When we come back, it's quarter number four on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
40-32 Leola Frederick over Harriet Selby Area as we begin quarter number four. Ethan Morlock hits a half-court shot to end quarter number three, and Leola Frederick now out to an 8-point advantage as we begin quarter number four. Trey Hedick has control of the basketball right now in the backcourt. Dribbling with the left hand, gets a screen. They're going to have to go to him more. Chance Gregg back into the ball game with four fouls. Here's Trey Saylor over the left wing. Begman. Begman jump stops, working on Spitzer. Shot is up, no good, but a foul called. Colton Spitzer picking up the foul. Two shots coming up for Brendan Begman. And the first shot is up and no good. Rattles in and out. 7:42 to play in quarter number four. Have a possible upset brewing here. 6-12, Leola Frederick with an 8-point lead over Harriet Selby as the second free throw by Begman's no good, but an offensive rebound by Chance Gregg keeps the possession alive. Here's Trey Saylor. His shot is up. No good. It rattles in and out. Nothing going the way of Harriet Selby Area right now. They will have possession of the basketball. Hedick getting it in, to Trey Saylor. Here's Trey Hedick for three. That's no good. Off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound again. Going to the Wolverines. Chance Gregg down low. He can't get it to fall. Four opportunities for the Wolverines. Chris Hedick is just got his hands on his knees right now on the Wolverine sideline. He's in disbelief of the way things are going for them this evening. Mason Hines down low, working on Chance Gregg. Gregg can't foul here, and there's a turnover. Mason Hines took a shot there from Chance Gregg on the ground. Possession arrow in favor of the Titans. 7 minutes to play. It's an 8-point game. Noah Kipley checking in for Samuel Vetter. Here's Lepke. to the corner. Three-pointer's up, no good. Rebound going to Chance Craig and a foul. Over the back call. Number 23, Ethan, or no, no, 22, Vincent Petridge will pick up the foul. 6:55 to play in quarter number four. Begman jump stops at the charity stripe. Here's Trevor Saylor throwing it up. His shot will fall from the baseline. And a timeout for Chris Hedick. 6:45 to go in the ball game. It's Loyola Frederick 40, Harriet Selby area 34. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout when we come back. Fourth quarter action right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
Quarter number four here, and it is 40-34. Loyola Frederick leading Harriet Selby area. 6:45 to play in the ballgame. Right side. Petrich has it, dribbling to the charity stripe, getting it down low to Hines. Hines working on Greg. His shot is up, no good. Coming down with it is Trey Saylor. The Wolverines in transition. Brendan Begman getting to the rim, putting it in for two. I thought a foul was going to be called on the floor there, but Begman nonetheless puts it in for two. It's 40-36. Loyola Frederick with the lead. Here's Lepke on the drive, and the no shot there as the foul is on the floor. Colton Spitzer checking back in. Lapke will inbound. Gets it in to Kipley. Kipley to Morlock. Back to Lapke. Lapke working on Trey Hedick. Trying to use maybe a little bit of this time as we have an offensive foul. Colton Spitzer down low draws the foul. Connor Spitzer will now check in for him. He's got four personal fouls, so Colton Spitzer going to the bench with four fouls. 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. It's a four-point game. Trey Hedick will dribble this one up across the timeline. With the left hand in the middle of the lane, his shot is up and good. Off the glass for two. Trey Hedick makes it a two-point game. It was 40-32. Now it's 40-38. The Wolverines just won't go away. Morlock to Hines. Hines working on Trey Saylor. His reverse layup is no good, but a late foul called. And Hines will go to the free throw line for two shots. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw coming up as Kipley will head to the bench. Here's Mason Hines for one more. And his free throw, his second one, rattles home. 2-for-2 on the free throws, the lead back out to four. Trey Hedick to the corner. Trevor Saylor, this would be huge. His three-pointer's no good. Trevor Gill with the offensive board. Back out to Begman. Begman, his shot falls for two. Brendan Begman is willing his way right now for Harriet Selby. 42-40. 5:15 to play in the ballgame. Here's Lapke in the corner, backing in on Trevor Saylor, getting it back outside Morlock. Morlock to Petrich. Petrich down low. Hines working on Gill. Hines misses. Offensive rebound. Hines misses again. Another offensive rebound. Hines finishes for two. Mason Hines will not be denied. 4-point lead again for Loyola Frederick. Here's Hedick driving down the middle of the lane. His shot is good. Harriet Selby area answers right back for two. We have a timeout on the floor. 44-42. 4:32 to play in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Welcome back here to Leola. 44-42. Leola Frederick with the lead over Harriet Selby area. Dustin Stortzum with you on the call. Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Both teams are about ready to come out of their timeout breaks. It will be Titan basketball. .432 remaining in this ballgame. Brendan Begman has been keeping the Wolverines in this. He's going to be matched up against Mason Hines, who has been able to keep the lead here for the Titans. He's willed his way in the second half. Petrich, bounce pass down low. They'll go back to Hines. Hines now outside to Petrich, driving on the baseline. His shot's no good. Spitzer with the offensive board, but his second chance won't fall. And Hedick the other way. Hedick to Begman. Begman called for the travel. Fantastic defense by Connor Spitzer there as Begman went to the floor, comes up limping a little bit, but appears to be all right as he jogs his way back to the other end of the floor. You can catch the live stream of this game on the DRG News app or drgnews.com. Here's Hines. Hines outside Spitzer, a two-pointer, it falls. Leola Frederick's lead back out to four. 3:50 to play in the ballgame. Hedick. Outside Trevor Saylor. Now to the right side, Begman has it. Begman. Trying to work on this zone. Here's Trevor Saylor. Thought about a three. Hands it off to Hedick. Hedick a three-pointer. That's up no good. Offensive rebound going to Trevor Saylor, who keeps the possession alive. Gill down low trying to finish, and he does. Trevor Gill making it just a two-point game, 3:25 to play. Petrich. Over to Spitzer. Spitzer to Lapke. Lapke guarded by Greg. He's going to work on him here. Now outside. Orlock. Lapke, a three. This is huge, right? Between the eyes from downtown. A five-point lead with under three to play. Leola Frederick. Here's Begman working down the middle of the lane. We have a foul. It's going to go on Petrich. That is his fourth personal foul. He will have to come out of the game. Samuel Vetter checks in. Trey Hedick to the line for a one-and-one opportunity. Trey Hedick usually pretty good from the charity stripe. And the 1-on-1 free throw is good. So lead cut down to four. If he makes this, he can make it a one-possession game. And the second free throw is good. Two for two on the free throws. It's a one-possession game, 49-46, 2:45 to play. Leila Frederick with the lead over Harriet Selby area. Harriet Selby is stuck around this ball game, but they just cannot recapture the lead. Better, top of the key. Dribbling to the charity stripe. Here's Spitzer, a two-pointer. His shot won't fall. And Harriet Selby area can tie it on this possession. Hedick to Gill. Gill driving down the middle of the lane. His shot won't fall. Chance Greg trying to save it, but Lapke coming up with it. Here's Lapke looking to go coast to coast, but Begman strips it out of bounds. A beautiful play defensively for Brendan Begman. Possession still in favor of the Titans, but he was able to save 2 points right there. 2:15 to play. Lapke to inbound. He gets it in. Three-pointer on the way. That is up and no good. Left it long. Hedick coming down with a board. Trey Hedick to Begman. Begman down low. Nice bounce pass to Gill, who puts it in for two. And it's just a one-point game with under 2 minutes to play. Lapke gets it across the timeline. Handing it off to Kipley. Kipley to Morlock. Morlock down low. Here's Hines. Hines puts up a shot. That won't go. Trevor Saylor with the rebound. And now Harriet Selby area can take the lead on this possession. Here's Hedick. Hedick off the screen. Hedick to the left side. Trevor Saylor. Jump stops. Begman wide open. His shot won't go. Coming down with the rebound is Lapke, and that's one that Brendan Begman needed. Here's Kempley the other end. Kempley puts it in for two. And all of a sudden, it's a three-point lead for Leola Frederick with 1:10 to go. Trevor Saylor, three-pointer for the tie. It's no good. Rebounded by Lapke. They don't have to foul here, but Trevor Saylor will pick it up. Trevor Saylor with the foul. That is his fourth personal. And free throws coming up here for Leola Frederick. It's going to be a one-and-one opportunity for Lapke at the line. And a timeout called by Chris Hedick. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout as well when we come back. The conclusion of this ball game on the DRG Media Sports Network.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
So this game could potentially come down to a half-court three-pointer at the end of quarter number three by Ethan Morlock. Don't forget that he hit a three-pointer from the half-court line to end quarter number three that gave Leola Frederick an eight-point lead. They have a three-point lead right now. So if you take those 3 points off the board, we're tied with free throws coming up. Instead, it's 51-48. With a minute and 1 second to go. One and one free throws for Leola Frederick. Lapke at the line. And the one and one free throw is good. So that makes it a two possession game. Hannon will check into the ball game here for Trevor Gill. And the second free throw. That one is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. It's a 5-point game. Hannon to Hedick. Hedick getting it across the timeline quickly. You can take your time on this possession. Here's Greg to Begman. Begman shot no good. It's blocked by Hines. Mason Hines coming up with the block. We'll see if they foul here now. Lapke going to be fouled. Free throws coming up, and that is going to be called an intentional foul or a clear path foul. So free throws here for Leola Frederick, and they'll get the ball back as the first free throw misses. He missed all of that one. Second free throw coming up, and it's good. 1 for 2 on the free throws makes it a 5-point game. So now Leola Frederick will have the basketball. Needs to be a steal here almost. Morlock going to get fouled. So now more free throws coming up. This will be a 1-1. But, I mean, you make this one, it's a three-possession game with 43 seconds to go. Substitute coming into the ball game here. Chance Gregg will go to the bench. Eric Lockle checking in for the first time. And the free throw is good. It's a 7-point game with 43 seconds to play. The upset, or the mini upset, I guess you could say, is almost complete here. Second free throw, no good. Hannon with the board. Hannon to Saylor. Saylor back to Hannon. Hannon looking around to the corner. Lockle a three-pointer. It's no good. In and out. Lapke with the bound. And Lapke will be fouled there by Hannon, and that should almost do it here. 28 seconds to play in the ballgame. 55-48. Loyola Frederick with the lead. And two more free throws coming up here for the Titans. So barring a comeback here, Loyola Frederick will improve to 7-12 on the season. Harriet Selby will fall to 8-10, and they will finish below 500. Second free throw is good. 1-for-2 on the free throws. It's an 8-point game. Here's Hedick. Hedick across the timeline. He's just going to have to pull up for three. He will, and that shot is no good off the front of the rim. Lapke with the rebound. And we'll see. I don't think they're going to foul here. 15 seconds to play. That's going to wrap things up. A huge victory tonight for Loyola Frederick. They take down Harriet Selby area 56-48. As the clock strikes zero, we will take a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your premier equipment post-game show, and we'll name your Venture Communications player of the game on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverine.
Welcome back here to Leola. It's time for your Premier Equipment post-game show. Final score, Leola Frederick 56, Harriet Selby Area 48, and what is going to be a disappointing loss for Chris Hedick. This squad had an opportunity to finish 500 in the regular season before heading into the postseason. They still have one game left, but the best they can finish is 9-10. Leola Frederick, though, a huge win. They improved to 7-12 on the season with this win. The student section was loving it. They created a tunnel for the players as they went back to the locker room and coming out with the victory tonight as they improved to 7-12 on the season. We'll get into your Premier Equipment post-game show. And after one quarter of play, was 10-9 Harriet Selby Area. The score was like 4-2 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. There was absolutely like no scoring to begin the ball game. But after one quarter of play, it was 10-9 Harriet Selby Area. After two quarters of play, it was 24-19 Leola Frederick with the lead. At the end of three quarters of play, thanks to a half-court three-pointer from Ethan Morlock, it was 40-32 Leola Frederick. And like I said before, some of these free throw opportunities came because of that three-pointer. If that three-pointer goes off the board, the game's tied. You know, Harriet Selby Area possibly has a lead and things play out differently. But because of that three-pointer, pretty much the rest of the way, Leola Frederick led. And then at the end of the ballgame, again, our score 56-48. Mason Hines was phenomenal tonight for Leola Frederick. The offensive rebounds, the putbacks, the success he had down low against Chance Gregg, making him, you know, work with four fouls for the whole second half. I mean, he was phenomenal tonight, and he is one of the main reasons why this Leola Frederick team comes out with the victory this evening. They improved to 7-12 on the season. Harriet Selby Area falls to 8-10. And it is time to name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. And I think that's an easy choice tonight. It's Mason Hines of Leola Frederick. He's going to win your Venture Communications Player of the Game this evening. Again, the work he did down low was phenomenal. I mean, this guy was amazing tonight for the Titans. He is going to be your Venture Communications Player of the Game. As I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors for the coverage tonight: BankWest, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Harriet Concrete, Uptown Market of Selby, Shorty's One Stop in Selby, also Montana Dakota Utilities as well. That's going to wrap it up here from Leola. Daniel Peterson, special shout out to him for manning down the fort inside of the DRG Media Sports Network studios. And for myself, Dustin Stortzum, I want to thank you for tuning in to tonight's coverage of high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network. I hope you have a great night, and we'll see you next time.